Hi, this is Prince Rara from Know the Culture, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
It's Montreal and it's...
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Two of Hydro-Québec's largest unions, consisting of nearly 9,000 employees, have agreed to form a strike against the company's Crown Corporation. The Hydro-Québec Trades Employees Union and the Hydro-Québec Technologists Union officially filed strike notices early last week after more than 2 years of stalled negotiations. Both unions expressed concern of the growing use of subcontracting, stating that it risks eroding in-house expertise and driving up costs. They also stated that essential services will be maintained during the strike and their actions will not disrupt service to the public. The Hydro-Québec employees are expected to officially start striking on Wednesday evening. An out-of-control wildfire south of White Court within the province of Alberta has prompted officials to order an evacuation among their citizens. According to Albertan authorities, citizens were advised to take pets, medication, and important documents before heading to the evacuation center on Monday evening. They also stated that the fire covers roughly 55 hectares of land, with strong winds increasing the risk of further spread. Firefighters, helicopters, and air tankers were sent shortly after an Alberta emergency alert was issued. Further updates are expected as crews continue to suppress and monitor conditions in the affected area. Well-known American soap opera actress Jennifer Harmon passed away late last week at her home in New York City. Born in Pasadena, California in 1943, she made her first appearance as an actress on Broadway in 1965 and starred in plays such as You Can't Take It With You, The Cherry Orchard, and The Wild Duck. She later starred in hit TV shows such as How to Survive a Marriage, Dallas, and Guiding Light, but was best known for portraying Kathy Craig Lord on the daytime soap opera One Life to Live. Throughout her career, she received a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series and is also credited for appearing in 21 episodes of the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Jennifer Harmon left behind no relatives, and the cause of her death remains uncertain. She was 82 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. The show is Brave Little Emo Girl, and welcome to a beautiful, beautiful Sunday that feels like summer. Oh, baby, we're almost there. Let's go. Let's go. I'm very excited to share this playlist with you today. I want to do something a little different. Not really. It's going to be some kind of like faster punk stuff for us today. And then also it's going to be some kind of like, not rockabilly, but a little bit of rockabilly. There's some like, I've put in a couple of like fun like 50s, 60s songs in here because I've been getting more into that. I think I realize like, in my love for vintage and old things, the 60s, like I'm really tuned into that kind of vibe. Love it. And so I'm trying to like live more like that, you know? Yeah, but we got a lot of some punk and like some older Canadian punk, some new releases, some not Canadian punk, some not Western punk. And then like we've got also some kind of like just like happy, God forbid I use the word jangly. But yeah, that's kind of the vibe today. You know, something to stroll along to, a little bit of attitude, but also some happiness. First up, we have Oh No, Bruno by No Means No. Love No Means No. Oh my goodness. Victoria, iconic band. My dad put me on to these guys. Like, of course, I'm going to play them. Shout out to Anthony. And then after that, we've got Is the New Album Out Yet by Otoboke Beaver, their new single from about a month ago. I love Otoboke Beaver. They soundtracked a lot of like my 2021 year, 2021, 2022. And like, I love, and I got to see them in Montreal the first year that I was here for school. And it's like, it was so good. So good. And then after that, we've got 5 Mile Ponytail by The Garden, who also were like big for me in like 2021, 2023. New song from them. Very exciting. Please, can you come to Montreal? I would really like to see you guys. Please. And then that... We're going to do 4 songs to start off with because, you know, punk songs tend to be a little shorter. We have Living Will or, Living Will or Living... I'm just trying to find the name of the song. This is so embarrassing. Sorry. Living Will or whatever. Ugh. I'll try and find it after, but it's by There. Spelt there as in their things. There as in they are, and there as in over there. Exciting. This is an emo track. This is a straight up emo track, but like, you know, I have to put a little of that in here. Anyways, enough jibber jabber from me. Let's get started. This is Oh No Bruno by No Means No. On CJLO 1690 AM.
She was floating horizontally up and down in front of the window.
Ghosts, spirits, shades, specters, apparitions. There is not a corner of the world they do not inhabit. Ghosts, spirits, shades, specters, apparitions. There is not a corner of the world they do not inhabit.
You know what they say? In times like these, when you're face down in the street, broken nose, wooden teeth, forever forgotten, wait around and bleed.
Sorry, something's going on with my little ad folder, but, oh yeah, come on.
Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a 3-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadora on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
Do we have to listen to country the whole drive?
I'm sorry, do you know what day it is today?
Ugh, fine.
Haven't you heard? Twang City's on every Monday from noon to 1 p.m., playing your favorite twangy tunes on CJLO 1690 AM. And anyway, I can play what I want because in my car, I am the driver.
Before that ad break, that was a little jumbly. Sorry about that. Sometimes our computer, sometimes our brain lags, and that's the same for the computer. We had Living Will or Living Well by There, There, There. Man, I love the rhythm of that song. I love that. Love that bass and those drums. And just there's something about a great emo song with a great harmony. That's what I'm all about. That's what I'm all about. Before that, we had 5 Mile Ponytail by The Garden, the new single from them. Please come to Montreal. Love. That was really awesome with the, the Garden's production is so crisp and cool. And I love their use of sampling. What is the album? I think it's their most recent one, the one with Orange County Punk Rock Legends. I don't know if that's their most recent one. I love like the sampling on that. It's really fun, and their whole act is just so like full and well thought out. And they have a really good live recording somewhere on YouTube at night. It's like they're at a pretty big show, but it's really fun. Like, yeah, we're all jesters and jokers. Let's go. Before that, we had the new Otoboke Beaver single. Is the new album out yet? Love these girls. So self-aware. So fun. I think I'm going to... I gotta put them back into my rotation because they're just so... I want to make art that, like, looks like how they sound, you know? Just, like, totally crazy and, you know, really... out there. And I love Japanese punk rock and experimental music is so great. We've got another song at the end of the playlist or the end of the episode they're also Japanese, but it just reminds me too of like Melt Banana. My dad showed them to me and I was like, this isn't music, and then later on I was like, wait, this is really good music. And then speaking of bands my dad showed me to, we got No Means No, Oh No Bruno, great album. Gonna probably listen to it for the rest of the day. Up next, we have Nothing Changes by Pup, because I'm going to try and see the free show tonight at Pooza. I thought it was at 6 p.m. My friend thought it was at 6 p.m. It's like 9:40 p.m. Whatever. I'll see if I make it. I did see them in December, so if not, I'm like, okay. But, you know, if they're iconic, I can't do anything about that. After that, we've got The Devil's Watch by The Raging Nathans from their most recent split EP. Now, I'm not super well-versed in punk, but this is an exciting song, and it's really fun and cool. And then after that, we have General Strike by DOA, which they're an older Canadian punk band, kind of hardcore band, and they got that, like, I love the older production that's, like, kind of flat in a way, and it's like, flatness to me is almost like pop in a kind of way, even though, like, now... a lot of pop music is very dynamic. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about when I say these production things, but it doesn't matter because we're just going to listen and you'll see what I mean. So up next, we've got Nothing Changes by Pup on CJLO 1690 AM. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. Thank you for listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. Sorry, something is... My goodness, I am computerly and sonically challenged today, but that's okay. What can you do? That was before the break. We had, sorry, not before the break, after that break. What am I? What? Huh? Who am I? What am I doing? That was before that. We had General Strike by DOA. They are an older Canadian hardcore punk band, one of the first, not one of the first in Canada, but you know, one of the ones I know. I've put them on a couple times, and yeah, I love that. I love it. And they, you know, history and politics are a circle in a way, or if you think of a spiral, something circling, like going upwards, and you know, a general strike, it's an idea that is being floated around. I don't know, just think it's relevant, something to think about. And then we had The Devil's Watch by the Raging Nathans. Very, very cool. New, I believe. Yes, new. Cool stuff. Yeah, like great. Oh, there's so much good punk music out there, and the Montreal punk scene is something I'd really love to explore some more this summer. A couple times last summer I went to like some really like a couple of hardcore shows, and I was like, this is really fun. I'm definitely not like a hardcore bro, but it's pretty nice, and it's really good exercise. Like, moshing is really good exercise, and it's a great way to build up your immune system, let me tell you. Everyone should be hopping, you know. It's like that TikTok that's like, if you're not showering after the bar, what are you doing? And it's like, well, yeah, you can't expect that of many people, and there's many reasons not to do it, but there are also many reasons to shower after the hardcore show. But you do you. You do what you gotta do. All right, next up we're switching gears. Oh, before that we had Nothing Changes by Pup. Yeah, nothing changes, but everything's changing all the time, but nothing changes, so that's okay. It's Pup is like they're comforting in the worst way. Especially if you're very self-critical. It's all right. Haha. It's fine. We have Super Villain by Beached Out. I played one of their songs on last week's show. This is a band from Peterborough, new release. They so kindly like sent it to me, and I really appreciate it. So please, if you have a band and you want to play, you want me to play your band's music, tell me. I would love to hear it. Send it to me. I'm paying attention more. Gonna get more involved. Gonna be more active with this, you know. I really don't have an excuse now. So things are stabling out, so yeah, send me your music, please. I would love to. Or send me a show you want to go to. I'll try my best to get there. Okay, and the next two songs after Super Villain, we have Poor Lola by April March, who is like a 60s pop diva. I've been listening to her a lot lately. Not really, just maybe like her two songs. But I just love her voice, and it's so fun. And she did the song Chick Habit, which is both a French and English song, which I find very interesting. And that song is in But I'm a Cheerleader, which I really need to rewatch because I love that movie. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. Natasha Lyonne and RuPaul. It's really funny. It's really great. One of the best comedy movies ever. And very sweet and very tender and very relevant, always. And then after that, we have Funnel of Love by the Montreal band Philly and the Flops, who is actually, this band is one of my art history professors. It's one of her bands. And I went to her office hours to talk about papers and stuff. And then I was like, oh, wait, she was like really cool in a band. And I need to have this music. And she was in a lot of many Montreal bands, some of which are still active. And I really need to see. Oh, I can't remember. I don't know what she's currently in or what's currently active. She did tell me, but it slipped my mind. But anyways, shout out to Dr. Felicity Haver. And this is Funnel of Love's classic song, and this is a great like rockabilly cover of it. I don't know why. I was just like, I need to listen to this today, and I need to play this on my show. So shout out. I love people, and I love really, really cool, really smart women, and I hope I grow up just like her. She's like anyways, great. It's a professors that I've had really great professors this year, and I'm really like grateful for that. Hold the professors you like, you know, keep in contact with them if you can. Anyways, that's it. Up next, we got Supervillain by Beached Out.
If it's Demi But if the fox is rugged, the tongue is bogus, my poor Lola. If the fox is rugged, the tongue is bogus, you best walk wide. Whatever happens, well, now that depends on you, Lola. Whatever happens is gonna depend. My Lolita.
Theatre Outremont present One Man Show, a one-night-only spectacle from one of Montreal's true underground cultural icons. On Friday, May 22nd, artist and chanteuse Elle Barbara brings her interdisciplinary live show to Theatre Outremont, featuring songs from her latest album, Word on the Street, alongside new performance works and surprises throughout the night. Doors open at 7:30, with the show starting at 8 sharp, on the dot and on the nose. Ready to be amazed? Get your tickets now at theatreoutremont.ca.
Justice accomplice to the crime.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Alrighty, before the break, that was Funnel of Love by Philly and the Flops, local Montreal rockabilly band fronted by my art history professor. Shout out, let's go. I just really want to play that song, and it's a great song. Like 60s influence stuff just like tends to get so stuck in my head. Like this song was written like what, the 50s or 60s, but like even just like anything that's kind of got that kind of like light melodic stuff, but it also maybe like a lot of like kind of like psychedelic influence stuff, I always find like it literally loops and loops and loops and loops and loops in my head. I don't know if it's the rhythm of it. A lot of them also have repeating lyrics. Many songs with like a lot of repeating lyrics, I'll always find like literally just can't get out of my brain. I have things that my brain is structured in a very certain way, and it's really fun and awesome. Just kidding. But that's okay, because before that, we had Poor Lola by April March. And again, yeah, 60s song. I just think it, like, you know, it's got kind of the vibe for today, kind of the vibe for these hot weather days. It's a nice balance between, like, pop, rock, and something else that lifts you up but keeps you moody. Before that, we had Supervillain by Beached Out. They are a band from Peterborough, Ontario. This is a new album from them that they have really been working to promote. And, like, you know, they gave it to stations, sent it to me. Please, that is what local radio is for, promoting awesome local and Canadian bands. So you better send stuff my way if you want. Would love that. Would absolutely love that. But also, no pressure. But also, totally do it. Like, why not? There's nothing to lose. That's what local radio is for, and for many other things. I honestly should be having it on in the background all the time, and I used to do that as a kid, and I think that's definitely part of the reason why I have gotten into it. It's because it just helps, especially if you have an anxious mind. It just helps. Radio is great for that. Sometimes it can make it worse, but you know yourself, know your needs, and know that we have two more songs left in the episode. Not sure if we'll make it to both, and one of them is also completely in Japanese that I have to find the name for, because that's, you know, I'm trying to expand my palette a little bit. I think, yeah, are we gonna have time for that? Sorry, I'm ill prepared. I biked here and I biked a new way, and it took a little while. It took a little too long. I was almost a little late, and I'm also kind of always unprepared, but also I always show up, and that's the most important thing, right? Anyways, the next song we have is Airtight by Filmmaker. They are a Canadian emo band from the early 2000s that only put out one album, and they're from Saskatchewan, and they're great. And it's good stuff. And then this next, the last song, which I will have time for, is something I cannot find nor pronounce, but I will come in after this. You know what? I'm gonna play Airtight, and then I'm gonna tell you what the song is. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what the best thing I can do for, that's the best I can do for you right now. I'm gonna be so real. So anyways, Airtight by Filmmaker.
You see, yesterday I tried so hard.
That was Airtight by Filmmaker, the second to last song on this episode. That lyric, I want to wear you like a sweater. What was it? Love that. Remind me. I don't play video games, but I've been trying to play a video game with my partner called Unravel, and it's really cute, and it's about little yarn guys. Okay, last song in the episode. Do we have time? Yes, we do. It's by a band called Salaba Teikoku, and I couldn't find translation for the song because it's very new, but it's their most recent song, so you can find it. Thank you so much for listening. I care for you dearly, and I hope that you have a really wonderful rest of your Sunday. Take it easy. Go outside. Also, you need a walk, and I know it. Thank you for listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM.
listening to